by kidnapping turns deadly. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Two of the four Americans kidnapped in Mexico have been found dead. Two others are alive, but one is wounded.
During this difficult time, I want to offer my deepest sympathies to the families of the Americans who were attacked and kidnapped.
Attorney General Merrick Garland not confirming any details as both sides of the border investigate, but it's thought the Americans may have been mistaken for a rival gang in an area known for cartel violence. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
Attacks on U.S. citizens are unacceptable, no matter where or under what circumstances they happen. We will continue to work closely with the Mexican government to ensure justice is done in this case.
She says U.S. officials are also in touch with the families. One relative says the Americans had traveled from South Carolina for one of them, a mother of six, to make a return visit for a tummy tuck. An aide to the Ukrainian president says they are absolutely not involved in last year's attacks on the Nord Stream pipelines. This after a New York Times report about new intelligence suggesting a pro-Ukrainian group is behind the sabotage. A U.S. official notes several European investigations continue. A sell-off on Wall Street as the Fed chief tells a Senate hearing rate hikes may have to ramp up again.
Interest rates could be going up again by more than a modest 0.25 percentage point. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the softening trends of the economy appear to have partly reversed in hiring, spending, factory production, and inflation.
The historical record cautions strongly against prematurely loosening policy. We will stay the course until the job is done.
Powell also speaks to the House Financial Services Committee on Wednesday. It's his last scheduled public remarks before the Fed's next meeting, March 21st and 22nd.
Fox's Jenny Cosola. Right now, the Dow is down 541 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A railroad already under scrutiny has another Ohio incident under investigation after a conductor died earlier today.
Norfolk Southern reveals conductor Louis Schuster was killed, struck by a dump truck as a train moved through a crossing at Cleveland Cliffs, a steel company, saying it's in touch with the family and Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, working with officials to learn more. The accident a day after the railroad announced a plan to enhance safety measures.
Why weren't these protocols already in place? When Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw comes before the Senate on Thursday, this is just one of the important questions he must answer.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. It's the third Ohio incident involving the railroad in a little over a month, including a train carrying toxic chemicals derailing in East Palestine.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. At least one Democrat plans to vote against President Biden's pick for FCC Commissioner Gigi Sohn. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin announcing it today, saying Americans are sick and tired of toxic partisanship and that Sohn has shown she's not the person to rise above that on the FCC. There's news breaking right now from the White House that Sohn has withdrawn her nomination to lead the FCC. Senator John Fetterman, a freshman Pennsylvania Democrat, remains in treatment for clinical depression.
Senator Fetterman checked himself into Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in mid-February. His spokesman says he is doing well and is expected to be back soon in the halls of Congress. Last year, the then Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor suffered a stroke while campaigning for Senate, which has left him with issues in processing speech. Days before his depression was diagnosed, he had been admitted to Walter Reed after feeling lightheaded. The senator's office says he continues to work with doctors on his recovery.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.